our scripture this morning as we conclude our vacation from the story to resume this next week. This is Epiphany Sunday. It's also the 12th Sunday, or the 12th day of Christmas, but tomorrow being Epiphany. Matthew gives us the story of the visit of the Magi, the wise men. Matthew 2, beginning with verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the territory of Judea during the rule of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We've seen his star in the east, and we've come to honor him." When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and everyone in Jerusalem was troubled with him. He gathered all the chief priests and the legal experts and asked them where the Christ was to be born. They said, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For this is what the prophet wrote: You Bethlehem, land of Judah, by no means are you least among the rulers of Judah, because from you will come one who governs, who will shepherd my people Israel." Then King Herod secretly called for the Magi and found out from them the time when the star had first appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you found him, report to me, so that I too may go and honor him." When they heard the king, they went. And look, the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother. Falling to their knees, they honored him. Then they opened their treasure chest and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Because they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country by another route. Friends, this is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Gracious Lord, we ask that you would speak to us from your word this morning, that your Holy Spirit would move among us, giving each of us something we need this day. We pray that you would open our eyes, our minds, our hearts, our ears to receive what you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew jumps right into it. He starts out with the genealogy of Jesus and then quickly moves into Jesus' birth after Joseph being told in a dream that the child that Mary was carrying was the Son of God. And then the birth of Jesus. And immediately after that, he comes in a totally different approach from Luke. He reminds us that Jesus is God's gift to the world. Now, Luke tells us that too, with the chorus of the angels, that peace on earth, goodwill to men, that he is a gift to all the people. But Matthew tells us of a visit from some non-Jewish people. Unlike the shepherds who were out in the countryside there of Bethlehem, these had to make a long journey. We're told that they came from the east to Jerusalem. Some have suggested they came from Persia, since it was famous for its astrology. But we really don't know where they came from. We only know that they weren't Jews and that they were stargazers, magi, astrologers, if you will. And yet, they were good people. Well-meaning, but well-meaning people who blunder, you know, kind of like we do. They blunder into Jerusalem because where else would a king of the Jews be born if not in the capital city, in the royal palace? I mean, duh, that's got to be where he is. And they got it wrong. Now, they didn't know the story like others did. I doubt they realized that they weren't looking for the kind of king who lived in a palace. I can't even imagine what these magi would have thought had they come a little earlier. You know, while Jesus was in the manger, like the shepherds did, these apparently well-to-do people from the treasures that they present, being called to come to a smelly stable? No. By this time, they were in a house. Herod had every intention of making them his dupes, of having them to unknowingly aid and abet in the removal of this Christ child, this Messiah. For after all, the Messiah was expected to be a political figure by the Jews. They weren't thinking about someone coming to die. They weren't thinking of someone coming to give himself as a sacrifice for our sins. They were looking for someone who would free them from all the tyranny around them. Not someone who would deliver them from so much more than that, from the sinfulness that binds us and that keeps us. Mention is not made of the star moving or guiding until they have met with Herod. And there they are on the way to Bethlehem, and the star is moving. And when they see this, they are so filled with joy that, we are getting close. The old guy knew what he was talking about. And that the star even settled above where the Christ was. And they knew that he was there. And I'm sure as they saw this star moving, as they saw the star beaming, that they realized this is more than a royal king. And as they paid homage to him, as they knelt before him and gave their gifts, we don't know whether they still had every intention of going back to Herod. But we do know that God intervened. And God said, guys, it's time to take another way home. You do not want to go back to Herod. Don't go there. That's a no-no. And so they followed the direction of God. This is the Sunday before Epiphany, as we do celebrate the gift of God to all the world in Christ Jesus. The gift that came in the form of a tiny baby, the gift that was seen in a tiny child, the gift that defied explanation and expectation, the gift that was greater than we could have ever imagined. Kind of like the little play, Brilliant. They sure wouldn't be expecting that. Nobody was. God had opened the door. Yes, that people would be looking. But many saw but didn't see. But those who did, those whose eyes were opened, those who experienced the power of God in their lives, those who saw beyond the physical, got a glimpse of so much more that God has for us. This is the scripture that generally is chosen for the Sunday before Epiphany, this visit of the wise men, the Magi. I believe it still has a message for us. I believe that God is reminding us that no matter what, that God is still on the throne. Everything that could go wrong was going wrong. They had wound up in Jerusalem. They had perked up the ears of the old guy who had murder in his veins. Ice water, if you will. Who even had killed some of his own sons, who may have been viewed as having an even greater right to the throne of Israel. He certainly wouldn't hesitate to try to remove a political figure who could challenge his own power. I believe that God is reminding us that even today, that in spite of all the things that we've gone through, in spite of all of the things that have happened to us, in spite of our sinfulness, in spite of our faults and our failures, in spite of our shortcomings, that God is still desiring to move and that God is going to move. I believe that it reminds us that God is not through with us yet. God had not given up on Israel. God had not given up on this world. As the Christ has come and as these strangers have had the chance to witness it and to experience that this kid, this child, was so much more than met the eye. I believe that they went home as changed persons from the experience, the pilgrimage they had made. I also believe that it is a reminder that nothing we give to God is ever lost. That God gives back so much more than we could ever receive. Had they gone back to Herod, quite likely Herod would have just executed them. It's doubtful that he would have rewarded them for the good news and saying, "Oh yeah, I'll get around to it. You go on back home." Most likely he would have wanted to have gotten rid of the witnesses. But instead, God protected them. He expected them from their own innocence, from their own blundering, from their own mistakes. He said, "Guys, you need to take another way home." The wise men, the magi, were listening. I believe God is telling us that he's not through with us. And the possibilities that remain are still great, that God is still ready to move in power and in love in this church, in this community, in this world. The wise men chose that alternate route, the route God directed them to take. What route will we take? Gracious Lord, we give thanks and praise for your love, for your call upon us. Lord, we just ask that you would indeed bless us in this new year. Give us wisdom and guidance. Help us to sense the direction that you have for us. And help give us the courage to follow the path to which you direct us. And Lord, help us to be drawn ever nearer to you, equipped for life here and eternity as well. We thank you for Jesus, for that precious gift that you have given and continue to give us through him. In his name we pray.